We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When did you feel like you were getting older? It seems like such a ridiculous question, right? Because some people in their 20s, a study says, feel like they're having their midlife crisis in their 20s. Mm. I mean, I would say I had my midlife crisis at 30. That was the age where I felt I had to change things. I had to change my life professionally, and I did it.
Yeah, but you had a moment of clarity, an epiphany, right? Like, for some people, you know, a midlife crisis is not going to be something that they even recognize because it's happening a little bit every day, right?
Right.
You're not aware of it.
But there's also this legion of people that are embracing old people habits.
Okay.
And these are habits that older people tend to do, but you're realizing no matter how old you are or how young you are,
yeah,
they make a lot of sense and we should all be doing them.
Are we talking like shuffleboard, gin rummy, pickleball,
nope,
or what?
All right. So I'm going to go through this list because I started doing one that I'm embarrassed to admit to you. We'll get to it in just a second. But here's the list of things that young people are doing that old people do because it makes sense. Number one, doing weekend errands before noon to beat the crowds.
Oh, I love that.
Yep.
If it was up to me, seriously, I would only go to Costco when the doors opened. If it was up to me, I love to go to Walmart and Costco when it first opens. It is the best.
Eating early dinners. I have a big meal every day at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's usually it. When I make dinner reservations now, I want to make them for 5 o'clock. When my friends say they want 8:30 reservations, I look at them like they're crazy because that means that I have to take a nap before we go to dinner.
No, I like it. I definitely like it earlier rather than later. Can we do 4:30? Love it.
Yep. Using lap blankets. I love blankets. Nothing makes me happier than a good blanket on the couch with my laptop to do my work.
Listen, if it's not, warm temperatures, yeah, I'm all about the blanket and I put a fuzzy pillow on my lap when I do work.
Buying pill organizers on Amazon. I will tell you, I did buy a pill organizer, but I haven't used it because I'm embarrassed by it.
I have one. My only thing is I don't fill it all the time, right? So I'll fill it for a week and I'll feel so accomplished. And at the end of that week, if I've had a hard day, I'm just going to the drawer and pulling them all out.
This one, my husband made fun of me for, and it came in so handy that I wanted to throw it in his face, literally.
What's up?
Having paper printouts of your vacation itineraries. Every vacation, everywhere we're going, I have a spreadsheet with information, with confirmation numbers, phone numbers, addresses. Every single thing is detailed. And I print it out and I put it in my purse. And you want to know what?
What?
When we were checking in to Delta and it said in the kiosk to put in the confirmation number.
You had it.
Oh, he's going through his phone. He's going through his emails. I said, hold on, babe. This 4-page itinerary that you made fun of me for? First thing on the list.
Yeah, but how do you feel when you're carrying that around like on day 3 and you're at Disney and you just want to go get, you know, pizza for lunch? Let me check the itinerary. You got to pull it out?
The itinerary has best quick serve places to eat. So instead of having a stinky piece of pizza,
okay,
I'll go to Pecos Bill and get a delicious taco.
All right, I see.
But here's the one thing that I've been doing that I've used to make fun of older people for doing. I wear socks to bed now.
Oh.
I know.
I mean, you either have to be a toddler or you have to be 90.
But no.
What? Your blood's too thin now? You can't hold the temperature? You're under a blanket, for God's sake.
I'm so cold. I'm so cold, and my feet are cold, and my hands are cold, and I put on the socks.
Yeah.
And it makes everything better. I think the old people were right.
You know what I have?
What?
I have a 3-4 foot tall shoehorn.
Oh, good. That's worse than the socks.
I mean, I could use it with sneakers, boots, anything.
Just bend over.
Nope.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.